we sometimes make it like something that it's not. Like some of those things that that reading says about bankers and relationships counselors. Like, you know, I heard sponsors give some crazy directions. Like, you know, I'm like, yo, did you do that shit, man, that you're telling him to do? Because that sounds crazy to me, man. And honestly, like, usually the worst thing you can do to an addict is tell them they can't do something, because then we really going to want to fucking do it anyway, man. What we do is we share our experience, strength, and hope. You know, that relationship piece, bro, most of us got some experience with that, man. There's a lot of us with a lot of experience with that. I've been through multiple relationships in Narcotics Anonymous with women in the program and women outside of the program, and women that don't know whether they want to be in the program or not. Dude, that's a doozy, man. Listen, I'm going to tell you my experience. 23 years clean, right? 23 years clean, I was in the fetal position with a girl that wouldn't stop using, right? And I'm pained up, and guess what? It's the fucking pandemic. So all the meetings in Harrisburg was closed. I'm fetal position. And I'm doing these Zoom meetings, and I'm telling you, bro, I wasn't fucking feeling it. I wasn't feeling it. So who I call? My sponsor. You know who else I called? My sponsees. And let me tell you something about sponsorship that sometimes you don't hear. This is me, my experience. My sponsees have helped me more than I think I'll ever help them. My sponsees have helped me in my process of recovery. I truly believe that more than I think I will ever be able to help them. And, you know, I had a sponsee at the time who carried me through that period. I mean, we were on the phone every day, all day, multiple hours. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm crying and whining. How can she do this? Because I'm so self-centered. I think her addiction is all about me, right? How could she do this to me? Like, yo, dummy, you know, you're the idiot who wanted to get with the girl that, you know, had 30 days clean, or the girl that just relapsed last week, and you think you're going to fix her. And you're talking about how she could do that to you, man. And this is sick thinking. 23 years clean, man. That's why I say I haven't arrived or come to no point where I'm better than nobody. I used to sit in a meeting and judge. And I remember having a year, 2 years, 3 years clean, looking at these guys with 10, 15 years clean and saying, man, that dude's stealing from his job. And that dude's, he's fucking newcomers after the meeting. And this guy's, you know, He what a scumbag, right? You know what I mean? And then I got some time clean. I stole from my job, and I screwed a bunch of newcomers, and you know what I mean? I know what it's like to look around. Listen, I'm talking about me. I know what it's like to close the meeting and look in the circle, and there's three, four of them, like, they're ready to rumble, and they're looking at you, and it's all because, you know, I can't keep it in my pants. You know what I mean? And you know, they always telling the newcomers, you know, watch out for them old timers, watch out. Yo, old timers, watch out for them newcomers. For real. Because I, you know, thought I was the shit, and I had my shit, you know, tight, and, you know, and I don't lie to them, I don't manipulate, and who I go to bed with ain't nobody's business. We grown adults, and y'all mind your shit, and I'm doing me, and blah, 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 which is all fine and good, right? You know, until I got that one, man. She was my flavor, right? Yo, she was my everything. Yo, and this, I got issues, man. This is from sponsorship. This is from step work. This is from doing a real deep fourth and fifth step, sharing it with my sponsor. I realized, right, I got mommy issues, right? My mom committed suicide when I was 5 years old, all right? So I got this thing inside me that is attracted to the most toxic fucking females you can imagine, man. That's what I love, man. And this one was, she was sick, you know, and I'm not assassinating her character. I got what I got, man. She wasn't ready for this, right? And that's probably what made me fall so damn hard, man. I mean, this girl had my eyes wide open. I was like, you know, one of them cartoon dudes that smells the thing and just starts floating wherever the fuck she went, man. You know, I was hemmed up, man. And, you know, had me saying and doing all my, you know, because we can have some behaviors clean without the drug. That's just, it's the addiction. It's the disease. It's just like using. I can have jails, institutions, and death without picking up a drug, man. I can have unmanageability. I still, the disease of addiction, like I'm not one to get it twisted. Like you'll never hear me say it ain't about the drugs. Drugs is what brought me here. Drugs is what will take me out of here. The name of our program is Narcotics Anonymous, not about the drugs Anonymous. It's Narcotics Anonymous. But drugs is what brings us here. Drugs is what takes us out of here. If we want to arrest this disease, we have to put the drugs down first. But it is just one of the symptoms of this disease. And I don't have 10 million addictions, right? I don't have a gambling addiction, a jacking off addiction, a porn addiction, you know, a shopping addiction, a working. I got one disease of addiction, and those are all different manifestations of that same disease. So the 12 steps is how I recover from that disease. And just like I can apply it to drugs, I can apply it to other areas. I was jacked up over this girl, man. She was my high. You understand what I'm saying? I was, and she was incapable of giving me what I wanted from her. And maybe what I wanted was for her to be that toxic because I'm so messed up and I got all these mommy issues. And that probably if she had her shit together, I probably wouldn't even liked her like that. You know what I mean? Like, I know that about me, man. Like, you line up 100 girls in front of me. It's like I got a radar for the most effed up one. And that's the one I'm gonna love. You know what I mean? So I'm saying all this stuff to let y'all know that I had 23 years clean, but I was acting like a using addict, man. You know, I'm staying up all night and acting crazy and where you been, what you doing. And she using, man. She using. Yeah. Well, how could you lie to me? Well, how could, like, yo, man, what do you expect, man? This is what you get. You know, I wanted her to stay clean. I wanted to fix everything. And I knew she was never going to be able to do any of that with me. She was never going to have to face any consequences if I'm cleaning up everything, if I'm paying your fines and I'm putting gas in your car and I'm, you know, I gave you a car, you know what I mean? I'm giving you cars and I'm if you want to quit your job, it's cool, I got you, boo. And like, you know, like, and then when you go out and you're using and you're lying to me about using because you know how I am about my recovery, how serious I am about recovery and how I got this clean time. And you're worried that I'm going to break up with you because you're using. And so you're lying to me about your using and I'm all jammed up. It was never going to work, man. And there was nothing wrong with her. As a person, as a human, she has to go through her own process. And if anything, as much as I thought I was helping her, I was hurting her. I was enabling her. I was making it harder for her, man. And thank God for sponsorship, man, because my sponsee, he carried me through that. My sponsor knew what was going on at the time. You know, he helped me, but my sponsee, he walked with me. He stayed up nights with me. He held me in his arms when I was crying. And yeah, men do cry. And I'm not afraid to admit it. I was fetal. My kids saw a side of me with 23, 24, 25 years clean. Like the day, they were terrified of, you know, my son is like, yo, I don't want to ever see you like that again. If that girl ever comes back, we locking the door. She ain't allowed in here. Because, like, you know, I was in rough shape, man. And that sponsee, he walked me through. He had experience with it too. And he told me what he did, you know, and I had to move the girl out. I had to block the phone number. I had to, like, cry and moan and, like, you know, did I do everything right? Nah, man. I was kind of wilding out for a good year, man. I probably wilded out like crazy, man. And my kids saw some stuff there too, man, that I'm not proud of, man. They saw Dad act like a real ass with some other girls, man. And, like, I used to always keep that away from them, man, you know. And I'm not proud of any of that. But I'm sharing all that to let y'all know that even people with clean time go through stuff. I'm like, Terry, don't put me up on no pedestal. Don't put me on no plateau, because I will let you down, man. Like, I'm just an addict. And you know, like, I make bad choices clean. And like, a lot of the times nowadays, I just consciously choose to do the wrong thing when it comes to that stuff. All the mistakes and all that shit, that was early recovery, man. You know, like, early recovery, I made a lot of mistakes, you know, and I would learn from those mistakes. But after I got some clean time and I did some work and got some information, situations arise, and I just consciously choose to do the wrong thing. Like, the second step talks about, you know, the insanity. We talk about insanity of doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And then in the flat book, they talk about that insanity of doing the same things over and over and knowing the results and then doing it anyway. That's my favorite brand of insanity, man. And, you know, but I'm getting better, man. I'm not a lot of stuff I'm not doing that I used to do, man. And you know, I'm not lying. And I haven't slept with a newcomer in a little while, man. Probably a few months, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe January was the last time I did it. I don't know. You know, I the thing is, I tell on myself, man. I call my sponsor, and I, you know, for me, man, it's all about these 12 steps and, you know, working them, not just like writing them, but working them in my everyday life and learning how to apply them. And, you know, it was a son of a bitch to be powerless over that girl, right? But once I finally accepted it, that I was powerless, and, you know, that my life was real unmanageable. There was a whole lot of insanity. But when I finally turned it over to God, it wasn't easy. It was a lot of pain. But I started to get some freedom, man. And, you know, I tell everybody all this all the time, man. We talk about insanity. It's insane to be a member of a 12-step program and not work the 12 steps, man. That's insanity, man. That, you know, so what am I doing here? Am I hanging out? Or am I working a program of recovery? Because we go to a meeting every day. We read a card that talks about how it works, and it's so simple. But my dumbass, I will complicate the hell out of all of that, man. And that's what sponsorship's about, man. And like, I gotta sponsor guys so that they can keep me doing what I need to do. You know what I mean? Like, if I guess, you know, go through the 12 steps with my sponsor, and I've changed sponsors. You know what I mean? I've changed sponsors multiple times. John sponsored me for years and years. And one time I had a sponsor who I sat down to go over, I think it was my ninth step or my eighth step. And we were about to go into it, and he said, yeah, I just think you should know, I never did an eighth step. I said, what? That's when I got John, man. I was like, yo, bro, I need help. And then this MF sent me back to my second step, man. But he saw something that in me that I couldn't see in myself that I needed to, you know, go back to it, man. And, you know, that's we do this. It's a we program, man. And you know, like, I've had to change sponsors. I've had sponsees move on from me. Some people stay clean and have the same sponsor the whole time. That's awesome, man. But, you know, I tell every guy that asks, I don't even tell people yes when they ask me. When they ask me, I say, here's my phone number. Call me and we'll talk about it. So then when they, if they call, that way I ain't walking around saying Jake's my sponsor and they ain't never called me, man. That used to happen to me, man. And then, you know, if they call me, I say, well, just call me every day for the next week and then we'll see how it goes, man. And then, you know, if they're willing to even attempt that, then we can start working on some stuff, man. And, you know, I tell all of them, like, if you feel at any point you ain't getting what you need from me, then you need, like, we need to have a talk about that. And if we can't figure out how you can get what you need for your recovery from me, then it's, we got to talk about you moving on. And it ain't about me and my pride and my ego. And yeah, man, sometimes I had some sponsees I was really, really close with and some sponsors I was really, really close with, but we had to go in different directions for whatever reasons. And yeah, it hurts, man. It's like breaking up with a girl almost, man. And you be on, hell, getting a sponsor is like asking a girl out on a date, man. Like, I don't know about y'all, but that's how it is for me. Like, every time I ever asked someone to be my sponsor, I felt like, you know, a kid at the eighth grade dance getting ready to ask a girl to dance. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, all nervous and what, rehearsing what I was gonna say, and you know what I mean? And then when you change sponsors and that guy that you asked says, yeah, well, you better talk to your old sponsor first and tell him that you're moving on, man, because that's what I tell anybody that has a sponsor. Oh, man, that's just as intense. It's just like breaking up with somebody, man. So, but you know, we learn how to get through these fears, man, and overcome this stuff, and it makes us into, you know, men and women instead of the scared little boy I was when I got here, man. And, you know, I rambled real long. Let me see what time it is. Yeah, I rambled real long. So before I shut up, I'm going to just share one thing, man, because when I first came around, man, everybody used to say, you know, if you stay clean, things is going to happen beyond your wildest dreams. And I would be like, man, what the hell are they talking about? Because my wildest dreams was like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted to have some nice clothes, you know, a nice car, you know, nice crib, you know, and a girl with a big butt. Like, those were all my fantasies. That was like my wild, that was all I could see, right? I couldn't see nothing much more than that, right? That was my wildest dream. And I got clean and I stayed clean for a while. And I got some nice clothes and cars and girls with big butts and lost some of them and got some back. And, you know, somewhere along the way, a lot of that stuff wasn't important, as important as it used to be. Now, listen, do I like my house? Hell yeah. Do I like my Lexus? Hell yeah. I tell my kids I like that Lexus more than you, so don't fuck it up, man. Straight up, man. Y'all laughing. I'm serious, man. I like all, I got so many, like, material. I got a condo in Miami, man. I got a house that's paid for cash in Harrisburg. I don't even own a mortgage on it no more. Like, God is good, man. I got a business. Like, God is good. And I'm not saying all that shit to brag, boast. Like, those are all gifts. And that's some of the wildest dream stuff. But listen, more than that, man, I got people in my life that will show up for me. I got a dude that's here. I won't name no names, but if I'm ever in a jam, he'll grab a tool and come, like, driving down to Harrisburg ready to shoot somebody, man. I have to be like, yo, man, chill. We ain't living like that. But I got, no, all jokes aside, I got real relationships. I got people I can call anytime, day or night, and they'll show up for me. I've been able to break the chain of addiction that's been going on in my family for generations, right? Like, my children, they were born while I was in recovery. They've never seen me use, and God willing, they never will. You know, that's awesome, you know, because I come from a long line of addicts on both sides of my family. But more than that, man, the restoration, like, you know, the lost dreams that awaken, right? When I first got clean, I think I had about 6 months clean. I was having a conversation. I promise, I'm getting ready to shut up. I probably had about 6 months clean, and I was having a conversation with my dad. And we had a real rocky relationship, man, real rocky. And I caused a lot of harm, man. I hurt that man a lot through my using. And I remember one day, early on, we were talking, and somehow the subject, the kids came up, and he looked at me, and he meant this shit. He said, if you're smart, you'll never have kids, because I wish I never did. And he was talking about me and what I put him through, the pain. Like, I seen that man cry a few times in my whole life. The first time was when my mom killed herself. The next time I saw that man cry was when I was in the hospital from using. You know what I mean? So that there's some damage there, man. And years go by, man, and we start to recover and we start to become better fathers and boyfriends and spouses and brothers. And I became a better son, you know, and I started showing up. And years went by, and I showed up to his house one year for Christmas, and we were exchanging gifts, and he handed me this box. And inside the box was like a sweater or something that I probably never wore. It was whatever. They are not good at picking my gear. But there was a card inside. And inside the card, there was some thoughtful shit they wrote and a key. It was the key to my dad's house. Took me 10 years to get that fucking key, right? It didn't, not 10 days, not 10 weeks, not 10 months clean, 10 years, right? But, and I can go anywhere else in the world and tell this story. Sorry to y'all that have heard it a million times from Harrisburg. I can go anywhere else in the world and tell that story, right? And no one's really going to grasp what I'm talking about, right? If I go to some type of business meeting and I talk about, oh, I got the key to my dad's house. Really big deal. I got the key to my dad's house. You know, what big deal. But I come into a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and I share that story. That is that wildest dream shit they was talking about, right? That's like them old Visa commercials they used to have. Priceless. I can't put a price tag on that. And I never, ever thought that was going to happen. My dad tells me he loves me. He's proud of me. He tells me I'm a good father. Like, you, that's the type of shit we're talking about beyond our wildest dreams. And I only share all that because I had no clue what to, and I couldn't even grasp. And people would say wildest dreams all the time, but I'm like, what do you mean? So with that, I rambled way too long. I'm going to shut up. Thanks, y'all, for having me. And it was an honor and a privilege. You want this?
Yeah, I guess. Thank you.
Hold it to your mouth.
Okay. Thank you for speaking. Will someone please read We Do Recover?
My name is Carl. I'm an addict. But at the end of the road, we find we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs. We all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative, either go on as best we can to bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in man's entire history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple, spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous. Thanks, let me read.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
We would like to thank everybody for coming, and we will be here until probably about 8, so don't you have to rush off, but we would like to circle up to close the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. Wow. Thanks for putting this on. Yeah, I shut that thing off. Yeah, no question with that.